Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's master mask maker.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including Business Administration, Human Services Administration, and Nonprofit Management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every Friday of October, we explore the spooky side of the state. And to celebrate Halloween, we're taking you to an old hotel guarded by gargoyles, where monsters are made. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Eyes follow you wherever you go at David Lady's home in the small village of Chatfield. Frankensteins scowl from a shelf. Wide-eyed vampires show off their fangs. And werewolves look like they might pounce off the walls.
Yeah, it's one nice thing. We never get lonely.
Lady has more than 400 monster masks. Some are rare collectibles, but most he crafted from hand in a small workshop. Each has their own name and story.
I think it's the first female pumpkin. This is Jackie Lantern, I call her. This is one out of the mold, obviously unpainted and everything.
Like all of his masks, the pumpkin with pursed lips and leafy locks began as a clay sculpture that Lady turned into a plaster mold. Then he pours latex into the cast and hand paints on each eerie detail.
I have had these same characters and monsters with me since I was a little kid.
Lady was born on Halloween, same as his mother. Together, they celebrated all things spooky.
To us, it became a sentimental holiday. I was the kid that always wanted to keep the paper skeletons up all year round and wouldn't put away the, you know, spooky stuff. And the earliest toys I can remember having are a little Bela Lugosi Dracula model.
He was just a kid when he started collecting the faces from all of his favorite horror films, like Dracula. He rifled through catalogs in search of the creepiest masks. It didn't take long for Lady to begin making his own.
See that green guy right next to that blue light? He's in a black hood, and he's kind of got double cheekbones. That was the first one that I made. I was a kid in my mom's basement and made him.
Now the masks are Lady's livelihood. He sells them for upwards of $100 each. He used to don the masks to film his own local TV program as well, The Late Dr. Lady Show. And for years, every October, he would open his home up as a haunted attraction and give tours of the 17 rooms of the old hotel in rural northern Ohio. There's a room for zombies, a room for aliens, an evil laboratory.
You would come in here as part of the horror hotel tour, and there would be a different experiment taking place each Halloween and a different little story.
He no longer hosts the horror hotel. He says he's just too old now to organize it. But he is still inventing monsters, with the help of his wife, Laura. She threads the hair onto each ghoulish creation. Her wardrobe is filled with tufts of all types.
Some are actually wigs,
mm-hmm.
And some are
human hair.
Crazy stuff that I probably never use again.
She points to a drawer of dark curls.
That was on was it a Yeti? What was it?
Teen Wolf, wasn't it?
No, this wasn't
Teen Wolf. Oh, the curly stuff was on a hunchback?
It's hard to remember because the pair is always working on something new. They sell two or three masks a week. Some go to trick-or-treaters. Others are used for displays at haunted houses, monster museums, and theme parks. But most will find a home with other collectors.
Because they can tell the love has gone into making it right and making it something special.
Lady says it takes a special person to appreciate the work that goes into carving creepy smiles. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Chatfield.
If you want to hear more stories like this, sign up for our newsletter, The Lift. You can find that at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.